Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, out the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
What's good? Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for being with us in the building. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot.
This is the Black Dot in the building, ready to serve the community as usual.
Yes, yes.
Bring the noise, bring the heat.
Yes, yes.
We thank you for being here as usual.
Yes.
Sounds like Bowser has something to say.
Trying to ruin the show already,
is
man.
Is he hungry? Is he
trying
thirsty?
To ruin the show already, but
trying to ruin the show.
Quick roll call. I see Denver. I see VA in the building. I saw B-more.
Dallas.
Pennsylvania.
Kicking the Eagles' ass right now.
Buffalo. I saw Jers.
Flatbush.
Chicago. Pittsburgh. Detroit. What up, though? I like it.
What up, though?
I like it. New Haven.
Bowser.
Bowser's here.
Bowser's here.
You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys for joining us, man. We appreciate you.
Jackson, Mississippi. I love it.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Again, my weekends are pretty predictable. Me and Eli watched. And now we got DirecTV.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get it on the Xbox.
No, but not only that, they got real funky where you can only stream it from one TV at a time.
Oh.
So Eli had it on. I couldn't even put it on. Long story short, you get four games on the screen at one time. So me and Eli like that action. We watching
That's
four
cool.
games going through. So football. And now it's time for us to get back to work. We got some projects, you know, that we need to work on. But very relaxing weekend. Good. A lot of things going on in the world. But again, we are here. You are here. What up, Dot? Mama Dot? Oh, Mama Dot's in the building. Yeah, she paid off her fee. She just had to go give the money back.
And bailed out.
And she's on parole now for...
Ankle bracelet and all.
Yeah, ankle. If you hear something beeping, that's her ankle bracelet.
Ankle bracelet and all.
She on house arrest, yeah, but she's in the building. And the cool thing about what she's doing tonight, though, she's tutoring Odyssey.
Yes. Let's clap that up.
So she's over Odyssey's shoulder. Showing Odyssey the business. Mm-hmm. This is how we extend the family business.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's a great thing that, you know, you learn what it is that your family does.
Yes.
Even though Alice is off at college, you know, in most cases, mm-hmm. doing her college thing and her individual thing, this family business thing, we're going to grow this thing.
Yes. It's her legacy, too. Her name is on this, too.
Her name is on this, too. So to see her in here.
Facts.
Helping us out and to see Mama over her shoulder. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to pass down, because Mama passed down all kind of wisdom to Odyssey about life, about cooking, about credit, about men.
I don't know about the cooking part. Well, Odyssey almost killed everybody in here.
Yeah, she made some salmon the other day and almost killed everybody.
Almost killed everybody here.
See, cooking, not only is cooking about fire control, you know, allowing, it's alchemy. But you can't over-season.
Yeah.
I would rather her under-season.
Yeah, right.
And then you can always adjust. She over-seasoned with adobo and some other stuff. And Eli said, if I eat another piece, I'm going to die.
He said it was too adobo-y.
He said it was too adobo-y. But that was a good shot.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But that's how you learn.
Yeah.
You learn. We become the guinea pigs. Okay. And we give advice.
Yeah.
Because I was telling her. You know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
It is his stomach, yes.
You can cook a meal for him, entertain him, you know, among other things. But if you can't cook because you some new age chick who cook, I'm on the ground. I ain't got time to be cooking. You better take me out for meals.
Right.
Then you lose the essence of, you know, what it's like to sit down and you cook very well.
Thank you.
Your mom's taught you well. I will give her that credit.
Yes.
Every Wednesday as a child, put him in the kitchen and say the whole family is dependent on you. So he would learn all of these different meals.
Yeah, and she told me and Marcus when we were young that women like men who can cook. We were like, okay, we are your students. Tell us.
That's a go. Teach us, master.
Teach us, yes.
Teach us, sensei.
Yes.
And as a result, I can fry eggs and make bologna.
No, your breakfast is pretty good.
I will say that.
My breakfast is pretty good. Yeah.
I can get in there, but anything other than breakfast. The kids secretly would call moms. Moms was back in college after all these years. Mm-hmm. You know, she wanted to finish up her degree and this and that. And lo and behold, I did not know that they were secretly calling her to come home.
Yeah.
Because I was screwing up dinner. They said, nah, please forget the classes.
Yeah.
Daddy served us. It was cold meat, but the barbecue sauce was hot, or the meat was hot, and the barbecue sauce. Mom, please come home. And all of a sudden, she popped up and said, you know what? I'm going to come on home. And,
yeah.
And I didn't
change
know
my schedule.
Yeah, I didn't know the kids had sabotaged dad's situation. You won't starve.
Right, exactly. But yes, I watch a lot of football, too.
Okay.
I have to engross Noble into what we do on Sundays.
Absolutely. This is going to be a part of the ritual.
Exactly.
And he needs to understand the game.
Now, I'm cooking a little more than oodles and noodles, man.
Yeah, but I'm oodles and noodles master.
Cooking a little more than oodles and noodles, man.
I will say that. Eli won't let nobody touch his oodles and noodles but me. Because his mother tried to get all fancy and only put half the packet in there.
Oh, you could taste it.
That shit tastes like water, brown water.
How you going to step on the seasoning?
And he was secretly in my dad. Don't let mom make the orders.
That's funny.
You know, she think about health. Yeah. But she reading the sodium and shit. You can't step on.
Yeah, you stepped on the
packet.
On the orders and noodles packet?
Can't step on the packet.
What's wrong with you?
And another thing she was doing, which was wrong, she was boiling it in the pot.
And putting it in the pot.
And putting it, diluting. You don't do that. For those who make oodles and noodles, you put the oodles and noodles in the bowl. And you condense the water so that when you put the packet in there.
There's an art to this.
It kicks.
It is an art to this. But thank you guys for joining. I see y'all here. We're about to get started. Let's get to it.
Okay,
man.
Let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Big news. R. Kelly. Found guilty on all 9 counts of sex trafficking, racketeering, all the whole shebang of bang.
Damn.
Yeah.
Your take.
I felt like I kind of expected this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a certain point I thought the prosecution's case was kind of being broken down, because I felt like they kept trying to reach for stuff. Not reach, but like stuff.
Introduce things
that,
as if they weren't sure they had a good case.
Exactly. Like this should kind of be an open and shut case. You know,
yes.
if that, you know, but it felt like they kept trying to like reach for it. So I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. Like, it's not looking good. But they got him.
Yeah.
It's you know, out of, you know, what's the term? I don't know the term. He's Pied Piper, but it's like, gotta pay the piper.
You gotta pay the piper.
Man, he's been doing this that long. He's been fortunate.
Serial.
Yeah, he's been fortunate to be out that long. If that's the case,
and
man.
Sex offender.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, continue.
No, I'm saying like the fact that he's been able to be out this long and have a long ass career as this.
Right, but those to me were the handlers,
yeah,
who saw the value in what his spirit gift is what I'll call it. But you are the sum of your actions as an individual. All that you do in your life carries a vibration to it. And eventually, if you've been selling drugs your whole life, you already know the end of that story.
Right.
Very few people escape that story. Very few. It's a few who, you know, but most of them is death or it's in prison. That's just because of the vibration that it carries.
Right.
So and when I say you are the sum of your actions, if you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day and then you want to go to the doctor and act surprised because you got lung cancer, that means you are not in tune with self.
Yeah.
R. Kelly has been doing this. First of all, it was done to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So hurt people. So we understand that this was done to him and he perpetuated his entire life. Perverted sexual behavior. And you can hear it in the music.
Right.
We condone most of it. You know, you remind me of a Jeep and all this old songs that he turned into sexual, you know, things of that nature. His spirit gift is what it is. And we have to be clear on that.
Right.
When I say that you are a spiritual being having this human experience, and they don't always align the way you want them to align. Some of the most geniuses people or geniuses that we know in the world are crazy.
Have a lot of crazy vices.
Crazy vices.
Yeah.
And his happen to be young girls, and now I'm hearing young boys. And but when you become a vessel for sexual energy, mm-hmm. or you know, your music is sexually anchored all the time, then that brings a certain vibration your way, and it manifested in his life, it manifested in his music, and now the culmination of it is he's gonna spend the rest of his life in a prison cell where he belongs.
Yeah, and I also want to shed some, I also want to put a spotlight on his enablers, his whole team around him who have facilitated this habit, who have facilitated this lifestyle, you know, the PR people, the people who knew this was going on.
Right.
And have, you know, in a sense, cleared the road for this to happen so he can continue to line their pockets with his music and things like that, but still.
Including Aaliyah's uncle.
Oh, yes.
Big corporate. Had he stopped that at the beginning when he found out, that Aaliyah was secretly married to R. Kelly, then R. Kelly would have went to jail then.
And we have to also look at just the way media was back then, because like the media knew, you get what I'm saying? It was one of those like, anytime like I watch like documentaries on something and I watch how this kind of, you could get away with anything back in the day.
Yes.
And I'm just like, if that was today, oh my Lord. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
And trust me, that's why a lot of them 60s, 70s, 80s entertainers are thankful that they're not around now.
Oh my gosh.
They got away, including Bill Cosby.
Right.
See, when we spoke about fostering an environment, that's what the environment was. You went to the Playboy Mansion. Mm-hmm. You had whatever you wanted to have. It stayed at the Playboy Mansion, and everybody was doing it. Everybody was doing cocaine. Everybody was doing Quaaludes. Everybody was going to Studio 54, watching. That was the environment in which this behavior was fostered in for the most part.
Right.
So they didn't really see anything wrong with it. We knew about the casting couch for years, in which women who wanted to go into Hollywood, and men, that's the secret sauce, but you have to sleep your way. You can call it whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it, you know, it's sleeping your way in position because I got 50,000 women who want this one position to be a star in Hollywood. What are you willing to do that separates yourself from them?
Right.
And as a result of that, people are willing to do whatever it takes. Now, most of us, we like, nah, I'm good. You would be surprised what a young dude from the hood would do, wear a dress, promote Satan, all of these kind of things for a few pieces of silver. You don't know what that young man's upbringing was of how hungry or thirsty he was and what his bearing breaking point is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some dudes, they can't deal with it, so they think of hunger. They're willing to sell out their entire race so that they don't know what it's like to be hungry again. R. Kelly's situation is unique in the sense that he had a beautiful gift, right, of making music. His superpower, as I always told you, was the fact that he couldn't read. So that means everything he articulated came from an inner part of his soul. Not being able to read and all of that, that means you only can emanate what you feel. That's why we liked his music so much. Let's just keep it a bean. We loved his music because he can go from I Believe I Can Fly to, you know, You Remind Me of My Jeep to this and that. His range, if he didn't have these charges against him, he could do a verses. He could do four verses.
Yeah.
And never repeat a song.
Yeah.
So we're talking about you being blessed with a gift. And at the same time, the human aspect, which is your avatar, that you are put here to manifest that gift, is out of whack and out of sync. And I also think he was being protected by Hollywood and the bigger pedophiles, because pedophiles recognize pedophiles.
Right.
Because there's no way you could get away with what he was getting away with for as long as he was getting away with it. And it seemed like we just forgot about the Aaliyah situation. I think, and this is just me, I'm going out on a limb on this. I think Aaliyah was the victim of sex trafficking. I believe, because I've seen her
allegedly
in too many pictures with too many people.
Mm.
I seen her with Nas. Mm. I seen her with Jay-Z. Mm. I seen her with Dame. I seen her with R. Kelly. I'm starting to think
DMX.
I'm starting to think she was passed around as some kind of sex object in the industry because these pictures don't lie. I saw her recently in a picture. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing with him?
It was a weird picture.
She laying in
the bed with it was a weird picture.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
And then it came to me, you couldn't possibly be that intimate or know that many guys in the industry. And then we know what happened between Jay-Z and Dame Dash over Aaliyah. We know R. Kelly had her first, and Jay-Z and R. Kelly got into some. So it's a lot of intricate moving parts that go into Aaliyah, and I'm not saying that to bash her because I appreciate her angelic voice and what she stood for. I'm just saying after all these years, and then her uncle took full advantage of that situation, and that's why R. Kelly don't own none of his masters now.
I feel like why is that not explored? You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be something like
greater.
Shouldn't that be like public record? Like, shouldn't somebody be able to go back and like, all right, how is he not getting paid?
Yeah, absolutely. And they said he was pissy broke right now, less than $2 million to his name. Again, but when
pissy
you
broke.
Can't, yeah, pissy yeah. broke. When you can't read or write, then that means you can't sign contracts.
Right, right.
And if I put a contract in front of you, you don't know what it says. You're just signing it for the most part. Or if you have a team around you that know you can't read or write, and they can exploit you for their own benefit. So everyone, R. Kelly is going to be the one who does the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of dirty hands.
Dirty hands in this situation that are now trying to act like, well, you know, you a goddamn liar.
Yo, the fact.
You a goddamn liar. You had to know.
I remember when the original tapes came out. I was young. I was like in the third grade. So I just heard about it. But at that time, that's when the Chocolate Factory came out. And I remember like everybody playing that album. So it was kind of like, wait. And even then, I had the wherewithal to think like, wait. And so nobody, okay, cool. Nobody's talking about it no more.
Right. But see, we as a people, when you cater to something other than our logic, See, because we're emotional.
Right.
We emote, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that sense, that's why we accept apologies a lot. If it's a heartfelt apology, we'll accept it. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's something really horrific that you did. So when R. Kelly, you know, with the sex tape and all of that old kind of stuff, the Chocolate Factory, when we listened to it, it resonated with a part that went past this brain into this brain.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Where your emotions sit,
right.
It vibed, and we kind of, okay, because again, if we want to go down the laundry list of recording artists who've done foul shit over the years.
And the people he's worked with, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's,
yes.
that's another thing as well.
He's written for everyone in the industry. He's performed with everyone in the industry. And they had to know something to some degree, but they wanted hot songs. You know what I'm saying? And things of that nature. And as a result, this is where we are. So you now have an individual whose spark is gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
the
over.
Music don't sound the same because the frequency and vibration we in has changed.
Yeah.
So people asking me, I still listen to the classic music because to remove the classic music from my lexicon is to remove portions of my life. That's how connected music is to us, right? I told you before, I can play I Need Love by LL Cool J and go back to that 16-year-old girl. I could still smell. You know what I mean? Yeah. So music is that important as a time traveling aspect, as a healing aspect. So he was using sexual energy to actually heal people. You know how many babies are born off of R. Kelly?
Yeah, think about that.
He probably repopulated half the goddamn world, right?
Think about that, yeah.
Right, so
that's a fascinating thing to think about, yeah.
It's very fascinating.
Yeah, wow.
You know, so this
I wasn't,
let me see. What was I rocking your mom's?
Oh God.
What was I rocking your mom's? I have no idea. But you understand my point.
Yeah.
So this is where we are with it. Aaron Hall, I think I was.
Jesus.
I was Aaron Hall.
R. Kelly before R. Kelly.
I was Aaron Hall and your mama. So this is, you know, he's going to serve his time. His spark is gone.
Yeah.
I can't listen to any of his new music. And it's not necessarily because of the charges. It's because it just doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone has a window. Soon, you're not even going to be able to listen to Drake. I know Odyssey don't want to hear that. Soon, you're going to put on a Drake song and go, what the fuck is it? I'm so Draked out.
Okay.
By just, you know.
I remember I was out at brunch a couple years ago and R. Kelly's song came on and like on cue, everybody's heads went up like, oh, what?
Yep. Yes.
Y'all doing that?
Because people want to be politically correct.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the politically correct side of things. And little do they know, you won't be able to play none of that shit. Don't have me start running down the names of the people who've done foul shit in terms of artists.
Mm.
Your playlist would be goddamn... I don't know what it would be.
Yeah. Because you know what's crazy? What's going to happen like in like 10 years? Like let's say 10 years. A documentary is going to come out about like Chris Brown and Rihanna. And that situation, you got to think. Like that situation was horrific. Like you saw the pictures? Like,
yeah.
That was horrific. And nobody cares.
Yeah.
They talking about him doing verses now soon with somebody. And it's just Chris Brown.
Yes.
And it's just like.
Yes.
In 10 years, when people look back, you're like, yo, how did we forgive him for that? Like,
yes.
That's a fact that happened. That wasn't like behind the scenes, rumored. That was just like, yeah, that happened.
That happened. His mother was getting beat by his father.
Right.
Or that's all he saw. I'm not making excuses.
No, I'm understand.
I'm trying to simply shape a picture. And when she hit him in that face with that heel, he lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits harder than she hits.
Yeah.
And as a result, you know how many men... Who've never hit a woman before, but their reaction when they got hit, they hit and they hit harder, and now she's the byproduct of scars. This is a passive aggressive shit. Listen, this shit gets very, very deep. But what did Chris Brown do? He got on that stage.
He made some fire, yeah.
And he poured his heart out
through his
heart.
Yeah, that's true.
And what did we do? We forgave him.
Yeah.
We said, we can't hold this over your head. Now we're gonna watch you. And we're going to monitor you to see if this is an ongoing thing or if that was an anomaly, a glitch in the matrix. And his music spoke to us again. He bawled, he cried on stage for the opportunity to get back on stage on that BET Awards and channel Michael Jackson. And out of all people.
I remember thinking like, oh, wow, he's back because like every, you know how they do like the BET like after show? Everybody was talking about Yoda, but Chris Brown, I was like, oh, he's back. Okay.
He's back.
He served his time.
He served his time.
He's back, yeah.
And he's too much of a talent for us to leave out there. And as a result, he's back. He's had one or two small incidents since then, but the love for his baby girl and just the love for the art of the music has superseded anything that has happened since. So this R. Kelly situation is just going to play out the way it's supposed to play out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You are the sum of your actions.
And Rihanna did take him back. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. And at some point, she did forgive him. Yeah, that's true. And that's their business. Mm-hmm. Who are we to judge? Because I hate people say, I would never take that nigga back. You a goddamn lie. You don't know what your situation is. And only you and that individual know what truly happened.
Yeah.
And, you know a man's heart better than most people. And vice versa. So this is going to play out the way it's supposed to play out.
Yeah, we'll talk about this more in the after show.
Yeah, we'll get on this a little bit more in the after show.
Because why not?
Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So sticking to like more of these topics, Chris Cuomo, who will be up on CNN loud and strong.
Chris Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo's brother.
With his chest all poked out.
He'd be strong. Apparently, he just got Me Too'd by a former ABC executive who said when she got to a party, he grabbed and patted her ass in front of her husband.
In front of her husband?
In front of her husband, right? And then she put this information out. Then she put out an email from Chris Cuomo, basically admitting to it and saying, I'm sorry. I know somebody else got fired for the same thing and similar, but I was excited to see you. So that's what happened. Extend my apology to your husband.
Wow. That's the smoking gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's the smoking gun, right? And this was his boss.
Yes.
Jeez, what kind of work environment he in?
Mm-hmm.
You go palm your boss's ass. What happened? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You palming your boss's ass?
I feel like I can't hear myself. I'm good.
You sound good.
I sound good? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. Me? Okay. Yeah, you good.
All right, cool.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But again, we have to stop associating or disassociating these wild elite parties. Mm-hmm. You know what they're doing in them wild elite parties? The same shit we doing in the hood. Getting ratchet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The same shit we doing in the hood, acting ratchet, but on an elite level.
Yeah.
You go to these Christmas parties and you've been trying to get at Karen, and this is the moment Karen has had too many drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're sitting in the office away from everybody else.
It goes down at those company parties.
Oh, it goes down.
It goes down crazy.
It goes down.
Yeah. But yeah, and like I said, he's been one of those people that have been like, on the forefront, like especially when it was Trump and
yes,
now it's you.
Yes.
First it was your brother, but now it's you. I'm curious to see how CNN handles
how CNN is going to handle it. There was a blackout on his brother.
Yes.
And now your own admitted, you know what I mean, smoking gun emails that this is what you did. And somebody in the chat asked a good question. What the fuck did a husband do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Dude. I wish a nigga would.
Yeah, dude.
Unless he's Mike Tyson. Then I got to find out from my wife what she do. Like, why would you present your ass like that in which Mike had to palm it?
Yeah.
You know? Other than that, like, come on, man. So now this whole thing is crumbling, guys. This whole thing is crumbling.
And this is what happens because it was such, and some of it rightfully so. Like we just talked about R. Kelly, right? So some of that is rightfully, these people have been out here taking advantage of their positions.
Yes.
For far too long.
Yes.
But sometimes there was clear overcorrection to where this person said something flirted to you and you called that a Me Too movement. You called that a Me Too movement.
Yeah,
and then
the
guys, I feel like, weren't helping the situation because they weren't sticking up for themselves a lot. When it was all going down, everybody would just apologize. I'm like, what did he do?
Right, right.
It's like, oh, he flirted with her at an event and she felt, okay.
And that's even subjective because
if
a gorilla flirt with you, that's sexual harassment. If Coffee, the dude my wife like, what's his name?
Kofi.
If he flirt with you, that's just flirting, girl. I mean, so it's really subjective to how the woman feels. And most of them won't admit it, but that's it. You let some gorilla dude flirt with you. Listen, HR, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. This, but let it be somebody you like. So where do I get in? I got my signals crossed.
Yeah.
She said hi to me twice. You know how some niggas get.
A couple eyes on
yeah, you buy a chick a drink and shit. And now you want to follow her around the club and shit. Right. So what signals did you get mixed in which you think you could go in for the kill? And you know what I mean?
No, so, but this is what happened. So now everything is kind of collapsing on itself because the same people who are quote unquote advocates for these people, for these women, quote unquote standing up, quote unquote, everything anti-Trump. No, you your hands is a little dirty too. Mm-hmm. And it's getting exposed. Everything is coming out right now.
Yeah, the remix, and I don't think Aaliyah slept with all of them. She did sleep with Jay-Z. She did sleep with Dame Dash. She did sleep with R. Kelly. Those are facts. And we think...
allegedly.
Not saying anything
Missy Elliott bad. Also hit. Got to do the scissors with that box, too.
Oh, allegedly. Gee.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And Timbo himself was fascinated with her.
He was in love with her.
He was in love with her.
Allegedly.
So, you know. That sounds like a sex slave to me.
So, also, somebody said Don Lemon just got hit with sexual harassment. I heard about Don Lemon years ago.
Yeah, he's kind of like a savage.
Yeah, I heard. And that's another thing, too. A lot of people from that community are very aggressive.
Is that the alphabet soup?
Yes, community? Very aggressive.
For what they want.
Yes, very aggressive. So,
yeah.
I think if this comes out, like, what are they going to do? Those are your top two prime time. What y'all going to do?
I told you this thing is crumbling, bro.
Oh man,
this thing is crumbling.
Yeah, I know. If Fox News is running laps around y'all because y'all are, oh man, y'all are doing bad.
Y'all doing real bad.
Yeah,
y'all doing real bad. Yeah, yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Can you explain this Kelly Price thing to me? Because I really couldn't follow it. I was like, she missing, but she was at a restaurant.
There was claims that she was missing. Because they couldn't contact her for a while, but I saw her interview on TMZ today.
Okay,
and she came clean and said she had conducted COVID.
Conducted or contracted?
Contracted.
Yes.
All right. All right. Now, it's your turn to correct me. I corrected you for years.
Yeah, it's cool.
As a child, yeah, now cool. You want to get at your old dad.
It's all right.
So contracted COVID.
Yes.
And in doing so. At first, she said she was at home and she was receiving treatment. Her husband was negative. Mm-hmm. And then he contracted it. And her situation got worse. She had to go into the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And she said when she got to the hospital, she flatlined. She said when she woke up, the doctor asked her, did she know what year it was? And she was like, what? So obviously there was a period in which she went under. And, so long story short, I believe she was in there for an additional 4 weeks. When she got home, she still was fighting it. Mm. And she said a bunch of her neighbors had got word of this and that and started dropping flowers off and this and that. And it was creating a problem in her community.
Okay.
She then decided to leave her home.
Yeah.
I'm only giving you what I heard and continue the healing process somewhere else. And as a result of that, some comments came out about her being missing and her husband being a jerk and some other things that go involved. But to hear it from her today, it was soothing that she was okay.
Yeah, yes.
And, this COVID thing will take you through channels, man. So, I'm hoping she can heal. And somebody said she had a residency in Vegas or one of them places, and she obviously couldn't fulfill it.
Oh, gotcha.
So now she's trying to get back, she said, into game shape, performing, the stamina needed to do that so she can fulfill her residency.
Damn, I didn't know you could, she died? Like, I want to know what was the, complications due to it. Like, was it her respiratory? I mean, obviously it's respiratory because the infection, but...
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Because I died once.
Yeah.
No, serious.
Huh?
I died once.
Oh, I was there.
No, you
no,
wasn't.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I wasn't there that
you
time.
You wasn't there.
I wasn't there that time, no.
And I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It was a beautiful thing. This shit was nirvana. And these niggas gonna bring me back. And I'm looking at the fucking paramedics like, Are you serious? She was a fine ass paramedic, though, I will say that. So to come back to Earth and see that beauty. But yeah, I died once. I'm not going to say I was abducted by aliens, because that would be a lie.
Stick your tongue out.
Stick your tongue out.
Yeah, that was weird. That's good. That was weird.
Why do I keep doing that? I don't know. It's part of my style. I don't know.
Yeah, that's we're going to go to commercial break, and we shall return.
Yeah, let's go to a commercial break.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter. The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
And we are back.
Yes. Support those businesses. Plant-based sent me like a thumbnail. This is on Spotify. Real mentality.
Oh, dope.
You know what I'm saying? So keep making great music. Keep putting out positive information. Hybrid.
Mm-hmm. Hybrid executives.
Executives. Keep teaching. Chanel, keep healing. These are the times, especially these times that we're in now, are needed.
Yes.
And we need beams of light of individuals who specialize in higher vibration. You know, with all the craziness going on, it's a lot of craziness going on.
Yeah, man.
There's a fly running around you. Did you wipe good?
That is not me, man.
Did you wipe
good? I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right. Let me make sure.
But I was gonna say, you gotta filter out what you listen to and what you watch, man.
Yeah, it becomes your responsibility.
Yeah, you really have to play defense on another level on the what you allow to enter just your world. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
Like I really don't watch the news anymore. Like I stay informed.
Because, I watch local news.
Right. I stay informed because I think that is the responsible thing to do. But as far as just you know, on the timeline all day, just getting bad news all the time. Or as far as just having CNN, I would never. Like, I'm never.
And because what we are dismissing is the fact that our brain is a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it computes information 24 billion miles per second.
And it's only two.
That's how fast thought travels.
Yeah.
But how much information we process. And so you become a hard drive.
And then your brain is only there to function to do one thing, to figure out how to survive.
Yes.
So if it's hearing bad news, you're triggering that flight mode all day.
All day long. Consequently, it goes down into the physical aspect of your life and creates trauma, inflammation, stress. And, you know, because all disease starts in the mind. So these people are very calculated on how they do what they do.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you have to just be in control of what you watch, trim down your Instagram. If it ain't something positive and uplifting, cut them Facebook friends off who are always talking negative or doing negative.
Posting fights
and making us look bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For them, no, I'm just showing you. No, let it go. That's where your mindset is and begin to connect or rewire.
Mm-hmm.
Your external hard drive,
yes,
in the sense of your neurons on the outside of your body, which is this is the extension of self.
Right.
So how you rewire
your
world on the outside will have a reflection on how you heal on the inside.
Church.
Yeah, church. Church.
So, Nas, he received the key to Queens.
All right.
And he has his own day officially, September 23rd.
That's his birthday, right?
No, he's a Virgo.
Oh, yeah, he's a Virgo. So that's, oh, okay. That's, so I think he's the 13th.
He's Virgo. Yeah. Super dope.
I got to apologize to Spring Cash. I said she wasn't a Virgo.
I was right.
You was right.
All right.
Swing Cash is Virgo.
All right. I was right. Thank
she
you.
Made the cut. She made the cut.
Okay.
She's a part of the elite special team of Virgos.
Exactly. I was right.
And now we're in Libra season.
Boo.
Avery, better not hear you say that shit.
Yeah, they cool.
She better not hear you say that.
Yeah.
All right. So, so that's dope. Nas is being recognized.
Yeah, super dope. Super dope.
For, you know, his contributions and things of that nature. And I always think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You get a Nas Day.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Cookouts and, you know, that's dope.
Definitely. Congrats to him. That is big news.
Big news. Big news.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I think it's time for you to start your beef with 50 Cent back up.
Oh, man.
I think it's time. Because he's wildin'.
50 is wildin', man.
I don't understand his brain. Like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was announced this week that the official cause of death for Michael K. Williams was an overdose on fentanyl.
Yeah, accidental.
Accidental overdose on fentanyl. And if you're watching the show Raising Kanan, young Kanan, he made a bad crack, and it was some blue caps that he gave out to the hood as testers, killed a bunch of people. Right. So in 50's caption, he said, damn, like he must have smoked that blue cap stuff. He must have got the blue cap. Anyway, Raising Kanan out. And it's just like, yo, dude, like, I don't get it.
The only logical answer I can give you for that, Malcolm, is he must have had some personal beef with Michael K. Williams. And I mean, 50 is cancer. He's very emotional.
Yeah.
So he held on to that even in death. That's the only thing. For you to use somebody's death to keep promoting your show.
Yeah, and to keep...
And to stick it and keep grinding the knife. To me, that's something personal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just something you do to promote your show. So I'm going to say him and 50 didn't get along. I could be wrong. I think it was something personal going on.
It had to be something personal.
Yeah.
For sure, but I feel like after death, it's just kind of like going your corner, and that's it. Like, it's over.
But, what's his name?
Thank you for the super chats, everybody.
Think you're lonely now.
Not Teddy Pendergrass.
Bobby Womack.
Bobby Womack. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
His mentor was Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
When Sam Cooke died, he wore Sam Cooke's suit to Sam Cooke's funeral.
Yeah.
Then he bagged his wife.
Yeah.
He was beating his wife before that.
And he has a song about it.
Right?
Yeah. Wish she didn't trust me.
Yeah. Then he put his eyes on the daughter.
Yeah.
He liked her. He started banging the daughter.
Dude,
this is your mentor.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Bobby Womack does that.
Yeah. Yo, every time, like, I remember the first time, like, I kind of went down that rabbit hole to that story, I was blown away. I couldn't believe it.
That was some extra shit.
Yeah.
Read that super chat. Okay, Eli Skywalker.
He said he's not wildin'. He was cool with the folks that got him shot 9 times.
Oh, Michael was cool with the folks who got... But Michael didn't shoot him.
Exactly. So
by association, you know how many people I know. But again, 50's emotional. That could be some just emotional shit.
Yeah, I'm not giving him a pass on that.
I'm not giving him a pass on that either, man. Let that man rest. Let his legacy be what it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, you could keep that to yourself. If you still have animosity to yourself, keep it to yourself. But like, he has people, fans, family missing him right now. You know, grieving, and then you do that.
Right.
I don't know. I
just think it's tacky.
Very tacky.
And for that reason, I will not start a war with him. I'm not going to give him the satisfaction.
He going to go at everybody.
You know what I'm saying? I want to win at 50. I don't win at Fat Joe. I had to apologize to Fat
Joe. You did. You was wrong.
I was wrong.
You was wrong. I was wrong, too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, who else wants to smoke?
Yeah.
You know? Who else?
See, 50 is making cancer men look bad. Yeah, listen, my son is a cancer. I'd be worried.
Yeah, cancers are very emotional beings. Yeah,
Noble, he'd be demonstrating some very troubling attitudes when he don't get his way. When we turn the Sesame Street off, he starts trying to flip stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
boy? He runs this piece.
You know what I'm saying?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Kyrie, NBA... At first they said they weren't going to force plays and mandate plays for them to take it, but a lot of teams are still kind of trying to circumvent that and still try to make it a thing. And then they have to kind of go comply with state rules, and if the team plays in the state, then it gets real weird. So Kyrie still hasn't, and shout out to Kyrie, he's a friend of the show, actually.
I'm going to tell you something really weird about that in a minute, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So he has still yet to take it, and as people ask him, he's still kind of like, you know, not answering questions and things like that, and he's not going to be able to take the team picture as a result of
that. He missed the team photo today.
Okay.
Because he can't come on the premises.
Because
he's not V'd up.
Yes.
Now, in today's paper, either one of them publications, this is what it said, and my heart almost dropped. Shit said, Kyrie Irving on Instagram is following somebody who's telling him that the vaccine and all that shit ain't real, that it's all crazy. Some super, yo, I swear they was talking about us. They just didn't say our names. Because you know he follows us.
Yeah, he does.
I said, oh my God. Don't let them say, because the last thing I need to do is see my picture on there. This is the fake guru who's been feeding Kyrie the misinformation about, you know, the protein spikes. And they went into the Wi-Fi. Yo, they went into everything. And I was like, that's the shit we said. But they didn't say the name, and I was thankful.
Oh, man.
Because I don't need that kind of smoke.
Yeah.
Fake guru, kidney patient, fake guru, teaches Kyrie. I don't need that kind of smoke. Nope.
Okay, good. Nope. Man, hopefully not. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, hopefully not.
That's not the type of publicity we want. Like, well, to stay below the radar.
Yeah, below the radar.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but Kyrie's mom's is, well, in the summertime, I remember he went to one of them reservations because his mother was a full Iroquois or a native. Mm. That alone should give him exemption.
Really? Oh, okay.
I mean, if he accepts... Because they hit him with the ritual and the ceremony. So maybe, you know, and Kyrie's, he walks in between worlds.
Yeah,
really does.
And so, Andrew Wiggins, he's like dead set.
Somebody said, you want more followers or not?
That's funny.
Trying niggas complaining about nigga.
Andrew Wiggins is not taking it either.
Andrew Wiggins, right.
Yeah.
And they rejected his religious
exemption.
I got a problem with that.
Yo, that is so...
How do you tell me my religion is not suffice?
Yeah, that is so odd, B.
If it says religion, so are you only doing specific religions?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie, because some of them is having a problem, too.
Because I returned into the rabbi, black dot.
Some of them is having a problem, too.
And now the rabbi... Black dot, my religion is, you know what it is. I am a real estate agent. Don't test my religion. I am Rabbi Black Dot. Last week I was Black Dot Muhammad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all over the place. Listen, I'm swift and changeable. I'm going to jail. I'm Black Dot Muhammad. I don't want to take the shot. I'm Rabbi Black Dot. As a rabbi, my people have suffered too long. And you know my story, okay? Just go back, read my story, the suffering of the Jewish people whose I, Black Dot, is a part of. I give you half on that. You want half on that? Okay. You take that for half price? Yes.
Oh, man. But that's they having problems too, though.
Who?
And the real estate agents.
Really?
And, yeah, they are. And in New York City, today was a big day because... today was like the last day for people to at least have one dose, or they were getting fired from a lot of positions, like healthcare, some teachers, a lot of those positions. So today was like a really big day, and to kind of get ahead of that, the new New York governor Kathy Hochul, she talked about considering employing the National Guard and out of state medical workers to fill hospital staffing shortages with tens of thousands. This is a quote to an article, with tens of thousands of workers possibly losing their jobs for not meeting the Monday deadline.
Now, that's scary on a whole bunch of levels.
Now, swapping out citizens for soldiers sends a very clear message on where things are headed.
Bars.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's, man, I don't know... I don't understand why so many people are okay with this. That's one.
Okay, Malcolm, how many, for years we've been saying the masses are asses.
Yeah, that's true.
And I, for some reason, it's like people don't believe it. Yeah. They will fall for anything.
Yeah.
So they are going, great, we need, because we need the help. We're not talking about low vibration people.
Yeah.
No disrespect. No,
put the article
draggers,
in the chat for you guys.
No knuckle draggers. We're talking about the very few who are going to make the quantum leap. And if you feel you're going to make the leap, you got to weather this storm. That's great news, because then that means we're not losing the war.
Yeah.
On Zion.
If that's the case, right? So, but what's bothering to me is, right, the same people who are talking about, here's the ironic part. I got my thoughts together, right? So here's the ironic part. So the people who have taken it are saying they're doing their part for society, for the community, because, you know, that's the good thing to do. However, they're mad. They're willing to throw unvaccinated people so far under the bus as a punishment because, you know, I did my job, do your job, and if you don't do your part, you should be punished for this. And it doesn't affect you. You get what I'm saying? It's supposed to be a personal choice.
Yeah.
Then you're kind of just undoing everything you did for the quote unquote good of society, if that's the case. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody needs to pay attention to how much they're ramping it up. Because if they get everybody 100% gets the jab or whatever, right? Then it makes any effect that it has on people null and void, because we could say it's anything. If everybody has it, then it's nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If everybody dies, if some people get infertile, some people get heart problems, then it's, you can't really blame it on that.
Half but
because
course.
Exactly. But because there is a control group that they don't want to have. We are a control group.
We are the control
that group they don't want to have. That throws a expensive monkey wrench in their plans.
The control group has to go. Because the control group becomes the reference point.
Yes.
These people in the control group ain't got none of that shit.
Yes.
Now it's clearly that your candy is got things twisted. But like you said, if everyone is vaccinated, no one is vaccinated.
Exactly.
Drop bomb there. Exactly. Ooh, that try to get deep.
Exactly.
He deep. But it's the truth.
Yes. And somebody said, as California goes and New York goes, so does the nation. So there's going to be after this, if I see soldiers in the street.
The optics of that.
Yeah,
because they even spoke about bringing in the National Guard to drive school buses.
Yes. Yes.
Because they was lacking on drivers.
Yeah.
And I said, the optics of that is going to be bad.
Yeah. So that means like they're kind of trying to force people's hand to quit. So you can, we're so short on working. Instead of just lifting mandates, no.
Right.
We're going to
because
have
these same people were heroes just last year.
We was at, what was it, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, everybody over here, we ringing, you know, pots and pans.
Yeah.
Watching the healthcare workers change shifts. So these very same people who were frontline heroes are now the disgusted ones, or the ones that we would need to get rid of, because they do not want to comply in something that should be a personal choice. That's it.
Yeah.
And if you are vaccinated, fine.
Right.
If I choose not to, just show me how that affects you and your life.
So there's a, I think a congressman or a senator, he's in trouble right now because he said, I forget the guy's name. Y'all can get it if you understand, if you know what I'm talking about. He said, just took my Tylenol. I need everybody else to take their Tylenol so mine works.
Absolutely.
And people got so upset at that.
But it's true. I put up the same post on Facebook. Please do your part. Take your vitamins so that my vitamins will
people
work.
People got so
if you don't
mad.
Take your vitamins, my vitamins, but it's a true point.
Right.
What does this have to do with you?
Right.
Right? And don't tell me because we're in a pandemic. Please stop that.
Allegedly.
Please. Last year, they at least perpetuated a pandemic by shutting the world down. this year, everything, Broadway's opening back up. Baseball games are going. This is a very interesting pandemic.
Yeah.
It's conveniently pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we already spoke about the very language of pandemic means that that's what got them to super and circumvent so many laws.
Yeah.
Just by labeling it that they were able to break every constitutional rule or whatever the case may be.
Emergency.
Simply by labeling it and you falling for that.
Bro, I didn't know the CDC can stop evictions. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. What does the Center for Disease Control
I didn't know
have to do with where you live?
I didn't know that can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so many
I did not know that.
Laws and stuff I was seeing over the past 18 months. I'm just like, wait, that's a thing? He can do that? The governor can do that? Or the president can do that? Like, it was a lot of this, man.
Yeah.
And today, Biden.
Free will boss. Thank you so much. Free will boss.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miss you. Appreciate you.
today, Biden, or whoever's wearing the Biden mask, he took the booster.
Yeah.
Or, you know, took the booster.
Yeah. The booster.
And I'm saying it with quotation mark for the people who are listening right now. I don't believe. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell said he took it, and he said it was an easy decision. Like, how could
Very easy.
Yeah.
It's very easy. You know, just do it.
Again, yo, I'm telling you, because Howard Stern, he got at Joe Rogan the other day for his stance on, you know, like other medications to treat it and stuff like that, and other science and stuff like that. And he got at him, and you don't know if it's how these people really feel or if they're trying to keep their position in media. You get what I mean?
Somebody's being paid something.
And you can never tell.
Now let's talk about Jay-Z and the mayor the governor of New York City.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you saw this picture. Jay-Z is shaking hands with the governor of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And her caption is something I'm paraphrasing. It's going to be great to work with Jay-Z so we could get everybody in New York vaccinated and help with police or prison reform. Yeah, this is the picture right here. Now, he did not say that himself.
Right.
But by now, his team would have came out. Now, watch the weird thing. If his team come out and say, well, I didn't say that, they go, wait a minute.
Why wouldn't you say that?
Why wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Are you an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah.
No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah.
So it's a very slippery slope on how you even respond to that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the caption says, Jay-Z is going to work with this, pilgrim.
Yes.
To get New York City vaccinated.
Somebody said, damn, how many mayors I got? We got one mayor and
the
new
governor.
That's the new governor, yeah.
That's the new governor who took over for the perverted one.
Yes.
Who lost his job because he was freaky diggy.
And his brother who's actually.
And now his brother is freaky diggy. Apple don't fall too far from the tree. Even though Jay-Z is a California resident. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if white people understand how much they think Jay-Z has pull with black people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he does. Does he?
Not in my world.
Not me. Like, I don't like.
Not in my world, bro. Yeah. Not in my world. But remember, you know, Jay-Z is in one of them situations.
No, that could very possibly have been the play.
Yes.
Like, we talking about something completely different. He's probably trying to get his weed company over here.
Or just his prison reform.
That's
what's going on Rikers Island right now.
Yeah.
Very atrocious situation.
Right.
And this photo op, her standing with somebody of influence of that magnitude, that could just be her words. I can't wait to work with him on, and he probably going, well, I never said anything about it. Because at no point up until now has he said anything about the shot one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that interesting that would be the way that he would be introducing this concept. Now, Jay-Z trying to buy a football team.
Is he? Well, I don't know.
Or with the Denver situation,
I think
it's fluid. But it's,
a lot of people coming out and say that's probably not the case. Kevin McCone, thank you.
If it is the case,
then
he's got to be you got to be in line with how they operate.
That's true.
You want to sit at the table with the good old boys. This is how they operate.
That is true.
We saw what he did with Brooklyn and the Brooklyn Nets, the gentrification situation.
Yes, that happened.
That happened.
Yes.
People see this is selective memory. we can go down a long laundry list of things that Jay-Z has done that has put him out of favor with real people, you know what I'm saying, who know what time it is. Now, fans of his music and all of that stuff, something different. When we start talking about movers and shakers, and I know what people are going to say, well, he did build drug weed companies and alcohol. We don't need that shit in our community. Let's just keep it a bean, right? So his whole empire is built on music that was toxic, right? This is my humble opinion. He signed Jeezy, he signed Rick Ross, Meek Mill, all of these where the toxic music permeated, which helped create the prison environment. See, all of these things are connected. Now he's trying to go into the prison environment and clean up what he himself has goddamn done. Unless I'm missing something or seeing something that people are not, right? That's like you start a fire and then you bring the fire department in and you put the fire out and you look like a fucking hero.
Oh, yeah.
But no one wants to mention you started the fire, right? Now, all this prison reform stuff is noble, but I'm not sure his team is the right team to do that. Not too many felons on his team. Too many suspect felons.
I was about to say, felons could clean up their act and try to...
Suspect.
Okay, say that.
Ones who have been certified snitches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Among other things. So I'm not really sure.
Allegedly.
Thank you. Because we don't want to get sued by Jay-Z. Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
So Jay-Z, Rock Nation is connected to the police department in L.A. It's one big company. Like, they have connected.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where his office is.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
LAPD is like, you know, right there.
I didn't know that.
Just want to throw that out there. So I'm just confused. This could be a photo op that she took advantage of to his credit.
Chess move.
I'm not saying because I didn't hear that out of his mouth, but he has a long history of selling his people whatever he could sell water to a whale. So, you know.
Magnificent. So, okay. He says, I disagree. Jay-Z didn't create no damn toxic environment. So if we just play it, at his foundation, right? What was Jay-Z rapping about up until like recent? He's rapping on drugs, right? If that's the case, right? So we like, because somebody even said we like to be selectively outraged. That could be true. Mm-hmm. But we like, everybody likes who they like. And we could create passes for people when we like them. We could talk about anybody else who's creating a toxic environment for children. Lil Nas X, that's not for children. Jay-Z rapped about selling drugs his entire career.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that had any type, and I'm not saying I love Jay-Z's music, but it is what it is.
And unless you're trying to say that the music has no effect on real people's lives, when we just got finished saying that the masses are asses and very impressionable and look up to Jay-Z and began to then sell their drugs with a different purpose, which was now to get out of the hood and go legit. At the end of the day, any man, and I'm old school, bragging about selling drugs and killing your community is on the losing side of everything for me. Then you turn around, you get the president of Def Jam, you kill Redman, you kill Method Man, you kill LL Cool J, you kill DMX, you kill Public Enemy, all of the ancient, you know, the groups that stood for something, and you replace them with Rick Ross, Young Jeezy, and all the ones who, again, perpetuate the same shit you're talking about. See, I'm not afraid to talk about that. Y'all buttholes get real tight when it come around Jay-Z because on the surface, he's doing this and that. For 10 years, 10 albums straight, all he did is talk about how many drugs he sold to his people. I got a problem with that. That's all I'm saying. And the prison, the pipeline, so let me ask you, what do you think feeds the pipeline to prison? It's behaviors. And behaviors in our community where we think the only way out of our community is to sell drugs to our community. Now, we didn't put the drugs there. We didn't grow the crystals. I know all of that. But the way these guys rap about it, they glorify it so much that you come into the drug game thinking that this is your only way out or it's a rites of passage. It is not. You never have to sell drugs and can make it out of the hood and be anything you choose to be. That's all I'm saying.
Drop a bomb, Dad. Drop a bomb. Also, real quick, Fly Girls Manifesting. She said, y'all don't answer the women in the chat. I thought we answered everybody, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
She said she noticed it for months. What is your question, ma'am?
Yes, please. What is it? Because I just randomly sit
down. Same.
So, and if it comes across that way.
This chat moves very fast.
It does. See, that's the thing. We're watching the chat. It's moving very fast. But I apologize. What is your question, sis?
What is your question?
We're looking here to answer it.
Facts. Okay, we'll get back to it. When you ask it, we'll hear.
Yeah, what's her name?
Fly Girls Manifesting.
Okay, I'm going to be looking for that name. Yes. Fly Girls Manifesting.
Producer, when she comes up, you put her question on the screen.
Please.
Okay? We love our sisters.
Absolutely.
Feel me?
Absolutely. Wait. Oh, Fly Girls Manifested. No love for the women. Oh, that's what that statement is. Okay, I want to make sure you get some love, sis.
Facts. But okay, well, so while you're getting your question right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
And we shall return.
We shall.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter. The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
And we're back.
We are back.
Okay, so sister asked a question.
What did she ask?
She said, how's Noble doing? More so, how do we navigate keeping our babies from getting the candy? Schools are starting to, quote, test in private on 9-year-olds. Well, Noble is only 14 months, right? He'll be 15 months this week. And there's not anything right now for
we already got his paperwork.
And yeah, that as well.
Yeah.
But there isn't, if you know, you just had a baby, if there isn't anything happening right now for kids that young. So I think you are probably in a great position at that, you know, if you have a really young kid right now. But as far as, you know, that age, like that 9 and up and stuff like that, they're really trying to put pressure on schools, on doctors, on their parents to have their kids be part of these trial runs. So
yes.
I think you really have to start vetting these primary doctors. That's one.
Yes, and they're gonna start making you look unfit for parenting.
I'm nervous about that.
That's the next move.
I'm nervous about that.
Because you chose to not allow them to stick whatever into your child.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So be careful. It's a lot going on, and that's just gonna be extra added stress to parents.
Yeah, I mean, right now, we spoke about this in the after show. Right now, it seems like private school is the way to go.
Yes.
Because private schools have their own just kind of way of doing things.
But then how many parents can afford private
school? That as well.
That's when it really boils down to.
That as well.
So it becomes a tough challenge. And I'm hoping over the next 6 months, this war that's being fought right now, this is a war against humanity on a lot of levels.
Mm-hmm.
That we come out victorious, we will.
Yeah.
And that things will kind of get regulated back to a sense, because the point you made about the focus group is key. If there's always a focus group and they're not getting sick and their immune systems are working and the ones who do get it, they're recovering, then all of them side effects that are supposed to come in year two, supposed to be year and a half, 2 years, you're supposed to, let me say allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Seeing these results, that's why there is a race against time.
Yeah.
To get more and more people the candy.
And,
you know.
And what has to happen is you have to kind of, and just like I talked about, you know, like blocking the news out your mind, like just keeping your world clear. Prime example for us, what we're doing, because New York City, like I said, especially like to go indoors, is to go to a restaurant, to do these things, you have to have proof of that candy. me and my family, we just go to Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Or go to Westchester, like outside the city. Like,
yes.
If you can't let it affect your life to the point where like you're suffering, like, damn, I can't go to BBQs downtown.
Right. Nah,
you just have to like really just make it work and navigate it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And said as well, you are correct.
We need to promote homeschooling. Yeah, that's a fact. But again, some parents can't, they have to go to work.
But I'm saying we need to find the ones in the community who can homeschool.
No, facts.
And say, bring your children here.
Yeah.
They're going to be safe. They're going to be fed right. Yeah. Mentally, physically, spiritually. And you don't have to worry about any vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, you know, things of that nature. That's when the community becomes a village again. And we start looking out for each other. So we do need to get back to that. That was a great point.
And guys, in the chat right now, if you guys have any resources to people who have online programs for kids, online homeschooling for kids, online tutoring for kids, because if you guys don't know, the online education industry will be about $320 billion by 2025 or something crazy.
It's a lot of bread.
It's a lot of bread in that. You know what I mean?
So,
you know, if you know somebody who has a program, put it in the chat. If you're in a membership, put it in the community tab so we can, you know, be able to share that information.
To share that information, because
share those resources.
We got to get back to, because even when it comes to making money, it's going to come a point where we back to bartering.
Mm-hmm.
I do this, you do that, because we're going to survive.
Yeah.
We will survive this. You know what I mean? We will endure, as Bane would say, yeah. Right? So we will. But it's a process, and in that process, we always speak about there will be those who make it and those who won't.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. But that, how's that different than anything else in life?
Yeah.
Right? You go to war, you know there's going to be casualties of war.
Yeah.
Everybody who go to war ain't going to... Everybody who enter the drug game ain't going to make it out of the drug game.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get back to the music for just a few minutes. We are all enablers of this music and how toxic it has become over the years. We allowed guys to get on platforms and brag about killing our own people. We allowed them to get on and rap about alcohol and drugs.
Our women.
And disrespect. We allowed it, all of us. So I don't want to sit here and act like my hands are clean. I was in the club jumping and bouncing to those. And so we enabled, and because we enabled it, those gatekeepers knew what music to play to keep the energy in a specific spot. So that's what made, drug dealing music and trap music so prominent, is because it was always given the proper avenues and nobody shut it down.
Right.
For the few people who were saying, this is embarrassing. You slipping a credit card, they can give Nelly.
Oh yeah, wasn't it the
icon I Am Hip Hop Award, and he slid a credit card down the crack of a girl's ass.
That happened. Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, not to say that he didn't do some positive stuff, and he's probably a positive figure in his community. But we allow these things to happen, so we are all guilty. I'm not going to sit here and say Jay-Z is the number one. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, and
we are all guilty. I'm speaking of it in context to what I see going on now.
And again, to the point of moving the goalposts, people are saying, oh, y'all giving him credit when the community, when that whole environment was toxic in 96. We're not saying that.
I didn't
that.
Sell drugs.
No, but we're not saying he started
people,
it. We're not saying.
I know a lot of people who made it out of the hood in 86, 96, who never sold drugs.
You sold crack for 2 days.
I did sell crack for 2 days.
You did do that.
It was three. They do that, but you understand my point.
Yeah.
So don't hit me with that's the only way. That's a low hanging fruit, low vibration. And a man's job is to solve problems. I don't care what nobody say. He's to solve problems in his family, in his community. And if you couldn't sit back and solve the problem to ensure that prison or death wasn't on your timeline, then that is your fault. All right. Because I know plenty, just like I know plenty of people who did sell drugs. Mm-hmm. They went that route. I know plenty of people who did not. So to say you had to sell drugs because the community was rough, you're a loser. You're a fucking loser.
Yikes.
Yeah, next.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Tony Robbins got in trouble.
Oh, what did he do now?
Well, he made some comments that, you know, we usually make up here every Monday and Thursday about the pandemic and stuff like that. But he was at a business seminar, kind of similar to one I went to, but not that. He was at one called Funnel Hacking Live or something like that. And he got up and he started talking, and then he started getting into his whole spiel about Australia being on lockdown after a certain time, and it's funny the virus has, you know, a sense of time and only comes out at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he started correlating the amount of deaths that happen every year between like car accidents and this, and
using common sense.
Yeah, it was, and then, you know, they got at him.
Yeah.
So
because he's such a prominent figure, he should know better to stay on code. And staying on code, either shut up or say something in our favor. That's what they mean by on code.
Yeah.
So you either come out and you promote what we're doing, or you don't say nothing at all, so, which at minimum keeps you neutral.
So because I think what we're going to see is we're going to start seeing a lot of like big name celebrities get an example made out of them. Because in our heads, right, in our just normal heads, we're thinking like, if you have a lot of money, just kind of stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can go, like, you have the resources to not let it
affect
you.
To survive this situation, not get the jab. And when all of this rolls over, you have the resources to move on. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So he obviously stepped out. And he's been actually talking like this for a little minute. I watched a couple videos.
Yeah.
He's been talking a little spicy. But I think that was the wrong, not the wrong time. I just think for his position, he's just kind of just lay low.
There is no more wrong time.
True. I understand
that. You know something, Malcolm? Listen, man.
I understand that.
It's time to speak truth to power. It really is, because what you holding it for?
True.
This is the moment.
Yeah.
And I revisit even Ice Cube last year, what he was trying to do in the midst of that,
He
didn't get no support. And he was way off code for what Ice Cube normally does. He was saying things that had me nervous.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to say the time is now.
Yeah.
I got to put this in the etheric, you know what I'm saying, records. The, what do we call them?
Akashic, yes.
The Akashic records that at this point in history, I said what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
I come on this platform. With all due respect to YouTube and, you know, I have to speak truth to power to the best of my ability, because it may be the last time you hear from me. And I don't want it to be I was holding anything back besides things that can get me clapped. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But other than that, you got to speak. This is the time. And they said a lot of nurses at midnight are gonna get fired. Good.
I want to see the backlash. I mean, I want to see, like, you know, what's gonna happen tomorrow.
What's gonna happen tomorrow when they open up them facilities and they don't have qualified people to do that job? Are they gonna roll that back? Because the power is always with the people.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It would take five NBA players: LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and three more to say
Steph. Yeah.
And say, Steph. And say, we're backing our brothers. We're backing Wiggins and we're backing Kyrie. We're not going to hit the court if that's going to be the case. And the NBA would buckle.
Because you know what I think? I think the way you have to frame it is you have to frame it as, I'm not anti-vax, I'm just pro-choice.
That's it. And I said,
mind you, they just had a big thing about Texas abortion laws, about my body, my choice, and literally they went to the next segment and it was your body, my choice now.
Right.
The next segment.
Yes, exactly. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti no question asker.
Facts.
All right, and that's what I put in my chat months ago. This ain't about anti-vaxxing. This is about, I need to know all details in regards to this.
Yeah.
Because my life depends on it.
Facts.
That's it.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So Dave Chappelle's opening a restaurant.
Yeah, a restaurant and a comedy club in Ohio. In his hometown. Super dope. That's super dope. Again, he's trying to create platforms in which up-and-coming comedians will have an outlet. And I'm pretty sure he'll be popping in, mm-hmm. since it's his restaurant, and checking out and scouting for new talent.
Paying it forward.
Yeah, paying it forward.
And I remember that, was it a documentary? It was something on Netflix about his town. It's a really small, quaint town he lives in.
Yeah, he's a farmer. Like, he's got farmland. He's off the grid because he was never really too comfortable with Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But he knows how to navigate in and out when he has to go and kind of play that Hollywood role. But shout out to Dave Chappelle, who put on a couple of dope hip hop concerts.
Oh yes,
you know, back in the days.
What's his name is putting out? Party. What's his name is starting a restaurant? Eminem called Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Shout out to Eminem.
He's putting out a restaurant. So, but speaking of like not really blending in well with celebrities, Shaq he's denouncing his celebrity status.
Yes, he said these celebrities are crazy. And I don't know if he was speaking cryptically, but he was saying the amount of money I have shouldn't make me better than you. The amount of accomplishments that I have made does not mean I'm more important than you, which is what we've always been preaching when we speak about idol worship.
Yeah.
And we speak about putting people on pedestals because you think they've done something that you couldn't possibly do. Shaq has always been down to earth. You run into Shaq and you might get a 15-minute conversation just on some old, but he is a celebrity once, whether he wants to be one or not. But I understand what he's saying, you know, with this whole celebrity thing and feeling privileged and feeling like you deserve something because you wrote a few goddamn rhymes. Or, you know, you act in a movie. And that's another reason people liked Michael K. Williams, because he was not Hollywood at all. From the doorman to his neighbors to the people in his community, they say he was about that. Mm-hmm. So those are things you have to respect. So Shaq, I guess, is full of fed up with all of the Hollywood stuff. And he's like, yo, give me a break.
Okay.
Shout out Shaq.
So I want to read this interesting story. This is from
I am not a role model, which was Barkley said, which I agreed with when he said it, but he got a lot of flack for that because he's a basketball player, so obviously he's a role model, and I disagreed. Yeah.
So this is from like. The district attorney, office of district attorney, the county of Riverside. It said two residents were charged in what is believed to be the largest seizure of carafentanil in Riverside. Don't know what that is, but apparently it is an opioid that is way more lethal, that can be way more lethal than fentanyl.
Oh, shit.
And they're saying that the amount that they seized off these two people was enough to kill 50 million people.
Jeez.
So now it seems like there's more of a spotlight. Remember, we were talking about the fentanyl stuff. Like, okay, now I'm just hearing this a lot more about a lot more people down. But it seems like now the drugs are getting way more lethal and it's way more easy to kind of put into regular stuff.
And also what I'm getting from that is that's a plant. That's a plant story.
Okay, yeah.
It's a plant story to bring awareness. Because remember, this is Inception.
Mm-hmm.
We just busted. And if we didn't bust this, 50 million people could have died.
Yeah.
So they play on the hero role. But what is connected to that story about regulations with drugs coming down the line? That's going to be very important. Whenever they make a huge bust like that, antennas go up.
All the time. Every one of those stories about this woman had 8,000 fake vaccination cards on her, and we busted her. You got to think it's something else attached to that. Like, they did all it. What they're trying to do is change over the system, so that's not how we show proof. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. So CC and D&D said Charles Barkley was my first best friend in Leeds, Alabama. How long ago was that?
Oh wow.
Was this before he was white, or did he always kind of have that attitude toward black people? Yes, Shaq is a Mason, I don't know about a 33rd degree Mason and a Q and all of those things.
Oh, he is, yes.
So I have to take his statements at face value. But nonetheless, every celebrity you know is maced up, or you know, something, a boo laid up, you know, to certain degrees. You know?
Oh, real quick, and back to the opioid thing, because if fentanyl is an opioid, is it not?
I believe so.
Yeah. So remember that little bit was a lethal dose. So if they caught. If they caught, let's say, a brick of it, that can be 50 million people.
Yes.
So they could be gassing up the story as well.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
what I mean by, they're leading that story out there to lead to another story, which is going to lead to another story.
Right.
And something noble that they're doing to save your life that you didn't even know about.
Got you.
And you should thank them for that.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Yolanda Means, thank you for the Cash App.
What about, did you see Kanye's new doc that's coming out?
I saw the trailer for Genius.
Genius.
And Kanye was rapping like his life depended on it. I ain't gonna lie. He was sitting there rapping with Mos Def.
Yeah.
And he was rapping like his life depended on
it. Yeah.
So shout out, and I'm pretty sure if it's going to be done properly, you're going to see all the phases of Kanye West. Mm. And somebody in the chat early said, it's a thin line between genius and insanity, and we may see that manifest in this particular documentary. His life is worth me to watch, because I remember when he first came out.
Yeah.
And he like, damn, these guys that much better than me? You know what I mean? Yeah. And he, his fight and his struggle, I feel like that sometime up here when I see guys getting their little plaque for their 100,000 subscribers. Listen, guys, you guys got to help us.
Facts.
Right? So first of all, let's get 1,000 likes in here.
No, it wasn't new Kanye bars. It was old Kanye bars.
Yeah, it's old Kanye bars.
Yeah, he was young.
Young face looked like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So please make sure you are subscribed. Because a lot of people have been complaining that they have been unsubscribed.
That happens.
So as you look down, please make sure you are subscribed, you know, to who we are, because we need it. Also, tell a friend.
Facts.
Just tell one friend that you think would like what we do and plug us in. Please do that.
Yeah, man.
Because we're seeing dudes get certified. Not that the certification itself means anything, but we work hard. We work hard up here.
We want our plaque twice right a week. There, you know?
We want our plaque right there that says, because it's for some reason, 100,000 is where you get your respect in the YouTube world.
Yeah.
We have been doing this and we ain't getting no respect.
223 shows?
Yeah, 223 shows, bro. It's a lot. So maybe I'm out of pocket. Doc, just do your thing. Okay, fine. I'm not here to argue with you. But if you tell a friend to tell a friend, then we can kind of, you know, grow this family.
Somebody said, it's not us, Dad, it's YouTube. Yeah, yeah.
I understand that, but if you tell a friend, listen, this is a real good podcast, you know,
facts.
Give them a hit.
Yes, guys.
I think that will help us.
So let's get some questions ready before we have to go to the after show.
Yeah, before we go to the after show, I heard my Cowboys is up 34-14 or something, smashing that ass. It's what I'm hearing. It's what I'm hearing.
Is Kanye's influence greater than Jay-Z's? Ooh.
First of all,
I would agree. I would say yes.
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Jay-Z wanted no parts of Kanye. That was all Dame Dash. When Baby was talking about, you know, his greater influence, Jay-Z did make Kanye a billionaire.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
And Rihanna a billionaire. Technically. They came up under him.
Okay. So he gets those points?
I would give him those points.
Okay.
So we can't say he didn't do that. And his wife, even though he didn't raise her, he took over her management. And she's probably a billionaire or close to it. So what is Cash Money talking about?
I mean, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Gotta get that man.
He sold a billion records though. Ooh. Cash Money.
I'm pretty sure Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna and Kanye sold a billion fucking records.
Yeah.
So, you know, just my opinion.
Okay.
And I'm not hating on the South. You know what I mean? I'm just simply saying. But Kanye's influence dwarfs Jay-Z's tenfold.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Culturally,
yeah.
Artistically, musically,
I mean, sonically. Say what you want, Jay-Z, he only rapped.
Right. Lyrically, Jay-Z gets that.
Yeah.
But he didn't rap. And that's why Drake is going to eventually dwarf him because he does the harmony thing.
Yeah.
He do the harmony. He's going to be acting more. He's more, a diversified portfolio as an artist. Only thing Jay-Z did was rap. Kanye made music. He rapped. He got into fashion and art. So, yeah, Kanye's influence is probably greater. Great question.
That was a great question.
They both vampires for more talented artists. Yeah, I'm not going to argue any of that. What's up with the learning how to start a business and book writing? Thanks.
Oh, okay. So I reached out to the people in our membership and the people who reached back out to me, the few. Yeah, y'all are going to be our beta testers.
Yes.
Okay. So once you gotta be patient. Once we are completed the programs, y'all will get it early. And y'all will test it. Y'all will give us y'all feedback, and then we will tweak and then give it out to the people. So just be patient.
Yes.
You know, before going into the fourth quarter, before the fourth quarter is over, y'all.
But that's what this family is about. So everything that we come up with that we want to put online, we want to give it to you guys, and we want honest opinion.
Yes.
I doubt y'all drag that out too much, or I think that I learned because I'm gonna give you a questionnaire because I don't want you to veer off when you was 12 and something happened. Yeah. Answer these 8 questions. Did we answer these 8 questions for you?
Yes.
Did you learn how to do it? Was it concise? Was it easy to follow?
Yes.
Was the research? So once you answer those 8 questions, and then I will leave a section for your comments, personal.
Facts.
Because we don't have time to be sitting around, you know.
Yeah. When did you ask the members? I put it in the community tab, so you can go check it out. And if you're interested, email info at just for the members. Not right.
Yeah, just for the members for right the members. Now.
And I think I have enough people already.
Yeah. I can't be spreading that any thinner than that.
Any other questions? How are you guys holding up in New York without it? Like I said, man, I just been traveling to Westchester. That's outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mans went to the bar in New Rochelle Avenue. Like, you have to go. You just have to figure out a way. Or you go to Jersey. Jersey's right over the bridge and right over in the Bronx.
And I'm a hermit anyway, so.
That too.
I don't get out. I don't want to get out much. I'm content. Because technically what is supposed to be bringing the family back together. We're supposed to be in the kitchen cooking meals, starting small businesses, and all of that. That's what this time is supposed to be about. So while they think they're punishing us, they're actually reconnecting us with our root base.
And so what's going to happen, especially now, it's going to be winter, right? So people are going to be inside anyway.
Yes.
So what's going to happen is there's going to be more of an effort to mess up like just everyday life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because last year, remember when the pandemic was happening and it was a lockdown, it started getting hot. I'm like, there's no way you're keeping people inside. Everybody's right. Going outside. Damn the lockdown rules. Damn what's going to happen. So it's going to be the reverse. It's either cool, we inside, it's freezing outside anyway. I don't care.
Yeah.
Especially New York. I don't care. So they're going to try to make it somehow inconvenient for you to even do that. Somehow. I don't know how. I don't want to think for them.
Right.
The city is a shell of itself. That's a fact, man. It is.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Hoboken. Facts. Yes. It's nice out there.
What's the email? I got 5-minute podcast ideas.
If you are a member, you can go in a membership and check it out. But like I said, I think we got enough people.
Dad, I heard you about Canada giving out fentanyl free heroin. Nah, it ain't me, son.
You heard? No, he said you heard about.
Oh, did I hear about Canada giving out free fentanyl?
Fentanyl, to prevent overdosing.
Wham. No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, that's a South Park episode, bro. Like, they...
Yes.
That's a South Park episode, B. That's crazy.
Do you plan on leaving the city? I'm not exclusively connected to the city.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I was so New York. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I can't go somewhere that the bodega is not open at 3 o'clock.
That's true.
In the morning. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Or I got to drive 5 miles to a damn 7-Eleven.
No. That is true.
But I don't know, man. It's getting to that point where I just have to make some sacrifices. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Don't know. Somebody asked a good question. Somebody asked a really good question. I missed it. Damn it. Can't find it again.
Yeah.
It's
time to get out of here.
Somebody said, y'all come to Texas. Y'all a little wild up.
I
don't know.
I mean, I like barbecue and all, but goddamn.
I don't know.
Goddamn, nigga. No, not to go down that road right there. Ain't one nigga in the bathroom in that part of Texas 1942.
I don't know, man.
I don't know about that shit. But you got the blicky on your waist, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that may help.
But with that being said, guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate the love. We appreciate you guys joining us.
Tell a friend. All right, we're not even at 1,000 likes, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's 1,900 out here, man.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the...
This is off topic, but the September dot. Do you remember 9/11? And do you witness it in real time on the streets? I did. Not on the streets per se, from my television set, but it was real time, and I was affected by it. In terms of, he got me thinking about a Jay-Z bar. You didn't live it. You witnessed it from your folks pad, scribbled in your notepad,
created your life.
Come on, don't do that to me, son. But it was very traumatic.
Yeah, I was in school and I could see the smoke from my school.
That building. I rarely am I scared. I was scared, just on the optics of it. Then I had to put my hat on and start figuring out. You know, I've told that story.
And CC and Didi, I am not gonna watch the BMF series. Like, it's only so many ways you can flip and remix a drug dealing story to make it. To make a crack dealer seem innovative, like, oh, he did it that way. He did it. Not, and I know this is a true story. I know the story of BMF, but I'm okay.
That, what you think about the Charlamagne TV show? I didn't watch it yet.
I didn't watch it either.
I did see a piece, and then they got these skits in it. And I don't know. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't. It's got to be real innovative TV for me nowadays. Wu-Tang.
I didn't watch Boosie's movie.
I heard Bootsy's movie was pretty good.
What was it about?
Bootsy, I guess.
Oh, okay. Didn't check it. Don't mess with Texas Buffalo. Yeah. Darrow. All places. Yeah. I remember you could go see the mushroom cloud from the junction.
Absolutely. During the 9/11. Yes. Absolutely.
Flatbush and Notion. Shouts out.
All right, we're going to get out of here.
Yes. With that being said, guys, like I said.
And please tell the people what's going to happen next.
Oh, yes. Okay, guys, listen, because I know somebody's going to ask.
This every show.
I know somebody's going to ask. Listen, give us 10 to 15 minutes. I'm going to put the link to the after show in the community tab. Okay?
Almost at 1,000, 989 likes.
In the community tab, and then you'll be able to watch and get in with us. We're going to take some calls. If you're not a member yet, what are you waiting for? Become a member. We have hours of new content you haven't seen already in there.
Yeah.
Days of new content. And we're going to be bringing some more stuff out down the line as well. So definitely join the membership. And like I said, tell a friend to subscribe so we can, you know, get our plaque at least.
Yes.
Also, subscribe to the actual blog as well to stay updated just in case, you know, we need to send some updates on what's going on. And we're going to have some more stuff coming soon.
Yeah, we got that 1,000 likes. Clap that up.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
It's a give and take here. We give. We do this damn thing.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys later, and we'll see the members in the after show in like 15 minutes. All right?
Peace.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the log in.
Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, out the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.